This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I know everybody's had the sugar hangover. It was a very, very interesting Halloween for me because my kids are getting to the point where they're kind of getting too old to trick-or-treat. And I'm not. Okay, I'm in my 40s. I am not going to stop trick-or-treating just because my kids are too cool for school. And so, luckily, a bunch of the older kids wanted to go out, hang out, trick-or-treat, and get mama candy. So that was good. And but I didn't want to trick-or-treat by myself. So I went with them. So here's a bunch of teenage boys, right? And mama ends up sneaking up behind them to get candy, too. Now, it was very interesting because a lot of the parents, this isn't even our neighborhood. It's not our neighborhood. It's one of the friends' neighborhoods, okay? So nobody really, I mean, maybe they recognize me, but I was kind of in costume. I had, my costume was a, I was a Hillary Clinton classified email. That was not bleach-bitted yet. Even though my hair is bleached, I was a Hillary Clinton email. And I don't know if the neighborhood liked it. I think a lot of them was like, excuse me, those aren't her emails. And like, I'm just a classified Hillary Clinton email. I'm not making a political statement. So, meanwhile, got some candy. And yes, there were some houses that gave out the whole entire bars. Did you know that there's a cookies and cream Hershey's bar? Did you guys know that? Yeah, there's a cookies and cream Hershey's bar. Yeah, pretty good. Yeah? Oh, okay, I didn't know that. All right, so that was good. Then they had a whole bunch of like the Swedish fish. We talked about that. The Lifesaver jellies. Now, here's some of the Lifesaver jellies, guys. For those of you as old as I, and I am starting to get up there in age, not like Blake. Blake's kind of one of those young. Blake, how old are you?
22.
Oh, man, I could be your mother. Oh no. Oh, gosh. Sorry I hit on you the other day.
No worries.
That could be pretty creepy. Okay, that's all right. Don't tell your mom because your mom could probably whoop my mom. I'm probably older than your mom. Let's not go there. Anyway, so I like the Lifesaver gummy. Yeah, they have like these Lifesaver gummies. They're delicious. They're even better than gummy bears. The problem is they give you really bad heartburn. So I had a pretty bad case of heartburn. By the way, today I'm supposed to be donating blood, you know, because I donated a couple months ago, and I think I qualified to get blood today, so I'm at Toro University today donating blood because we want to, you know, build up the stores. But I got to say, I ate so much crap last night that they're going to have to shoot some insulin into the blood bag. Now, many of you guys are looking at all the candy that your kids got, and you threw out the dum-dums, and you threw out the milk duds. Aren't those ridiculous? And you're like, okay, well, if I eat this, what do I have to do for exercise? So Men's Fitness has a chart here on how many calories the candy has and what you need to do to burn it off. So, for example, your Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, 5 miniatures. Okay, and remember they said that those were pretty, you know, heavy in calories yesterday when we talked about eat this, don't eat that. So calories are about 220. Fat, 13 grams. They say you would have to run 17 minutes, swim 15 minutes, or you don't have to do it all at the same time. You don't have to triathlete this or decathlon it. Cycle for 39 minutes, lift for 26 minutes, or spar for 17 minutes. And I had a good old juicy fight with my husband last night, so I think that counts. Even though we didn't spar, I yelled at him, and I ripped him a new one, so maybe. Kit Kats, 2 fun-sized bars. 210 calories. You'd have to run for 16 minutes, swim for 15 minutes, cycle for 37 minutes, lift for 24 minutes, or spar for 16. Sour Patch Kids. That's another thing that gives you really bad heartburn. There's no fat. That's good. But you still have to work out 16 minutes running, 15 minutes swimming, 37 minutes cycling. Your Hershey's Milk Chocolate Kisses, 9 pieces. Who stops at 9 pieces of Hershey's chocolate? 200 calories, 12 grams of fat, so you'd have to run for 16 minutes. You'd have to swim for 14. You'd have to cycle for 37. You'd have to lift for 24. Somebody here is asking how much sex. I don't know. See, if you have sex, for maybe put sex under sparring. Maybe, okay, 16 minutes. How many of us have ever lasted 16 minutes in sex? Yeah. I would probably burn off a half a Swedish fish, if that. Next, Butterfinger, 170 calories, 7 grams of fat, 13 minutes running, 12 minutes swimming, 30 minutes, or 12 minutes cycling, 30 minutes swimming. You know what? Bathtub swimming. Yeah, I am too. That's a good question. Okay, somebody asked me about bathtub, I swear. Bathtub. Okay, how many of you guys have ever done that where you're too embarrassed to go into a pool? So you're like, I'm going to exercise in the bathtub. The big problem I have with bathtub, because I have bad knees and I like to do a lot of water therapy, can't. The bathtub's not big enough. And I know some of you guys have the big, huge Roman tub. No, it's not going to work. Not going to work. So no bathtub exercising. Twix, two fun size, unless you spar in the bathtub. Two fun size bars, you'd have to run for 12 minutes. Almond Joy, you'd have to run for 12 minutes. Starburst, 8 pizzas, you'd have to run for 12 minutes. Candy corn. See, candy corn is no fat. I remember in high school, everyone's like, eat candy corn. It's a healthier candy. Problem is it has so much high fructose corn syrup. You still have to swim for about 23 minutes. Gummy bears, 14 pieces. Again, no fat in gummy bears. But you'd have to run for 10 minutes, cycle for 9, swim for 23. Three Musketeers has two fun-sized bars. They're less calories than a lot of the other candies. I remember in high school figuring that out also. Three Musketeers, because that nougat or whatever the heck is inside that center, that kind of makes the back of your throat itch. It's less caloric because you're not eating solid chocolate. Still have to work out at least 10 minutes and running. York Peppermint Patties, only 120 calories. You'd have to run about 9 minutes. Tootsie Roll, 117 calories. You'd have to run for 9 minutes. M&M's peanut sizes. Skittles. Skittles, by the way, came in at the lowest as 60 calories for a fun-size pack. But nobody likes Skittles. They taste horrible, so you don't eat them. That's why they're less calories. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. And the analysis is absolutely
absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-TOC-DALI-DOC. Sorry, I have all the Halloween candy, so like, see? Okay, it's DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, there's a hospital in Japan that is blaming a surgical fire, not on another doctor or the anesthesiologist or the staff, but on a patient's fart. This has been making headlines all day now. The incident took place at Tokyo Medical Center, reports the Asahi Shimbun, and a laser was being used on the cervix of a woman in her 30s when she broke wind. This is according to a newly released assessment of the April incident released by the hospital. All equipment was operating normally, leading the panel to conclude that the woman's gas ignited the laser. When the patient's intestinal gas leaked into the space of the operation room, it ignited with the irradiation of the laser, and the burning spread, eventually reaching the surgical drape and causing the fire. That's a nice way of saying when she farted, it you know, was like a blowtorch. The resulting fire burned much of the patient's body, unfortunately, but no details are provided about her condition. This is not the first instance of it in a long time either. The Washington Post explains that it's the methane and hydrogen in a person's gas that makes it potentially flammable. We've talked about gas, and we've talked about all the different components in it, and absolutely, you got the methane and the hydrogen, and those are flammable. Remember we talked about, is that true? What's that, Mythbusters? I don't know if Mythbusters ever did that, where they, you know, tried to see if I'm sure they did, because they check everything. They're pretty cool. Anyway, so it is potentially flammable. They said it's difficult to overstate how minuscule the chance of that normal bodily function causing a problem truly is. What I don't understand is how did they not anticipate that? See, this is the problem. When you design these types of fancy schmancy sort of equipment, lasers and robots, etc., you need to expect that the human is going to do a variety of things. And I think gas in the middle of surgery is not that uncommon. I don't believe I ever, when I operated, ever noticed a person do that, but all you have to do is put a little bit of pressure on the intestine, if somebody leans on the stomach, etc., and the air moves. It just happens. Just because you're under anesthesia doesn't mean the smooth muscle isn't completely paralyzed. It has to be able to move. So, unfortunately, that's what happened. Now, I don't know how safe that hospital is. It's a shame that she burned. But we have the, that was in Japan. But we do have the report today on the states ranked best to worst in hospital safety. Now, this is done by a nonprofit called the Leapfrog Group. Every year, they rate the states. And Hawaii has some of the safest hospitals in the country, they say. Say 8 of the 12 Hawaii hospitals received an A grade in the Leapfrog Group's fall 2016 study. They say Alaska, Delaware, North Dakota, and Washington, D.C., however, all scored at the bottom, with no A-grade hospitals. So Leapfrog Group uses, quote, 30 evidence-based measures of patient safety. They look at patient injuries, accidents, infections. Numerical scores are converted into letter grades. Of more than 2,600 hospitals graded nationwide, there were 844 A-grade hospitals and only 20 F-grade hospitals. Now, Leapfrog is a nonprofit founded by large employers in 2000 to improve healthcare quality and safety. So they've been doing this for a while. So what do we have? Oh, this is interesting. So, top hospital was Hawaii with a 66.70%. These are how many hospitals received A grade ratings within their state. Hawaii at about 66.7%. Then came Idaho at second. Maine at third with 62%. Wisconsin 61%. North Carolina 55%. So those were the top five. Then came Utah, Massachusetts, Vermont, Oregon, and Virginia, ranging from 47 to 52%. That is still, to me, a strikingly low number. Doesn't that bother you that half the hospitals are getting A ratings? There's something to this. Minnesota comes in 11. Kansas, Mississippi, Rhode Island, Illinois at 39.8% to 44.0%. Then came Ohio, Texas, New Jersey, Michigan, South Carolina, anywhere from 34 to 39%. Then came South Carolina, Montana, New Hampshire, Colorado, Tennessee, Louisiana. California was at 30.30%. Missouri, 28.8%. Alabama, Iowa, Wyoming, Pennsylvania. Then came Florida, Indiana, Nebraska, Kentucky, South Dakota with 22.2% hospitals with an A grade, Georgia, Connecticut, Oklahoma, Washington, Arkansas. Arizona was at 16.3%. Nevada, 15%. Nevada came in 15%. New Mexico, West Virginia, New York, Alaska, 0%. Delaware, Washington, North Dakota, all at 0%, having a hospital with an A-grade rating. So these safety grades, looking at injuries, looking at infection, here's the problem. Okay, on one end, what's nice about these hospital grades is they can't really put a lot of subjectivity. It appears that what they're doing is they're looking at structural numbers. So they're looking at data. They're taking that data and then they're converting percentage. So process measures is one thing that they use. Now, process measures represents how often a hospital gives patients recommended treatment for a given medical condition or procedure. So they say, for example, responsiveness of hospital staff looks at patients' feedback on how long it takes for a staff member to respond when they requested help. Structural measures represent the environment in which the patients receive care. Doctors order medications through a computer represents whether a hospital uses a special computerized system to prevent errors. So if a hospital uses a computer, they're going to rank higher. Even if the nurse is a pretty darn good nurse, they'll rank higher. Outcome measures. Now, this is where it gets tricky. Outcome measures represent what happens to a patient while receiving care. For example, dangerous object left in the patient's body. That's bad. That measures how many times a patient undergoing surgery had a dangerous foreign object, like a sponge, tool left in his body. So they say the hospital must have enough safety data available for our experts to issue them a letter grade. Hospitals missing more than 9 process measures or more than 5 outcome measures are not graded. All hospitals are encouraged to voluntarily report additional safety data, and that's the other thing. When the hospitals report this, it's voluntary. It's not necessarily mandated. So now here you are in one of these states, and you're wondering, well, what does that mean for me? I have been to multiple hospitals in Nevada, and their 15% rating, okay, to me, doesn't bear the seriousness or the levity that you think it would in a survey such as this, because my patients have done pretty darn well. I've done well. I mean, I'm very grateful for the hospitals in my state. So, you know, and then you also have an issue of when you are in these big metropolitan areas like Las Vegas, New York, etc. Data outcome, patient outcomes. When you have somebody that comes into Vegas and decides to party up with their buddies and overdose, their death or their issues reflects on the hospital when it's not the hospital's fault. You know, when you're in a city where you're taking in so many, you know, tourists, and this is a place where people like to party, you know, how good are we supposed to appear? Same thing with New York. New York, only 10% of the hospitals. New York has some of the best hospitals in the country. What are they talking about? Well, probably because, you know, when you look at the patient population and maybe some people that the high metropolitan areas, many people not having access, maybe not being able to get to the hospital in time from a long a traffic crunch preventing the ambulance from getting through, or a variety of things. Metropolitan cities will unfortunately appear to have issues where it comes to, you know, where it comes to getting access easily. Hawaii's it's don't worry, be happy. Hawaii. Now, you know, Idaho, Maine, so these are probably, you know, again, less metropolitan areas. Yes, Honolulu is big, but interesting nonetheless. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The soda pop studies, they may not mean too much if they're done by the soda pop companies themselves. Don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Paid military spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I just saw this headline. Women, when they are at that time of the month, are twice as likely to cheat. I'm going to talk about that. Let's first get to the soda pop industry. Because that's, no, they didn't. All right, that is ridiculous. But I want to read that, but I'll go through that with you guys. I haven't had a chance to read that. I just saw that headline. All right, so industry-funded studies don't find sweet drinks linked to obesity and diabetes. Huh. Well, that's a little bit odd. They say sugar-sweetened beverages like soda pop and fruit drinks, right? We've known them to cause obesity and diabetes. But if the research is done by the actual soda pop and fruit drink industry, they don't seem to find that. Okay? Big shock there. An analysis of 60 studies found 26 out of 26 papers that failed to find a link between sugar-sweetened beverages and obesity or diabetes were funded by the industry sources, compared to one industry-funded study out of the 34 that did find a connection. Regulations, taxes, and nutrition guidance, according to Fox News, hinge on whether these drinks cause health problems. But opponents of those initiatives continue to question whether the drinks are to blame. This was a study team that had written in the Annals of Internal Medicine. Said if it were truly controversial, you would expect some of the independently funded studies would not find associations. All right, that's Dr. Dean Schillinger, lead author of the analysis from the University of California, San Francisco. For their analysis, what they did is the researchers looked at studies published from January 2001 through July 2016 that tested the health effects of sugar-sweetened beverages. Studies sponsored by competing industries like dairy and bottled water were excluded from the analysis. You know, dairy would say, look, drink milk over soda pop, or, you know. 26 studies failed to find links between the drinks and obesity or diabetes, and all of them were industry funded. Another 34 studies did find associations between the drinks and those health outcomes. The industry seems to be manipulating contemporary scientific processes to create controversy and advance their business interests at the expense of the public health, according to the researchers. So, the American Beverage Association represents the non-alcoholic beverage industry in the U.S. They argued in a statement to Reuters Health that Schillinger is biased. He is a, quote, paid expert for the city of San Francisco in a suit challenging the law that would require a warning label be placed on advertisements for sugar-sweetened beverages. All right, so now is the bias the other way. This is getting, you know, I know a lot of us, you know, we like watching fights, we like watching football, you know, some you know, soccer, you know, baseball, but, you know, this is a blood sport, too. Schillinger told Reuters, okay, now this is what he said, that he would not be serving as an expert in the suit if the American Beverage Association and other organizations did not challenge the law. I can thank them for being paid. Oh, no, he didn't. You see what he said? Oh, boy. Now, the ABA statement continued. Ooh, this is ugly. This is some juicy stuff. This is something that should be on that Kardashian show. The ABA statement continued that the industry has the right and responsibility to engage in scientific research. Now, they come back saying, oh, this is ugly. The research we fund adheres to the highest standards of integrity for scientific inquiry based on recognized standards by prominent research institutions. Was there a verb there? There was a lot of big words on there. The statement reads, it contributes to the body of scientific knowledge, meets the needs of regulatory agencies, and enables consumers to make informed decisions. I have an opinion on all this, but this is just, we are in the middle of such a gruesome, bloody fight right now between the researchers of the ABA and the researchers. Look at the study that this, I can't even stop. This is just too exciting. Now, the ABA also argued that the new analysis is an opinion piece. Ooh, an opinion piece. In media, opinion piece means just an opinion. Try to make it sound like fluff, an opinion piece. The opinion piece is, especially if it's my opinion, could be some pretty, pretty heavy stuff. But he's right. If that's an opinion piece, it's an opinion piece. See? I tell you, this is, wow, because there's no football today, so, man, this is exciting. I'm just going to read this over and over again because I am really getting my testosterone going and my, you know, adrenaline rushing. Okay, so now, all right, oh, don't call somebody an opinion piece. So the ABA argued that the new analysis is an opinion piece meant to influence people in areas of San Francisco and Boulder, Colorado, where soda taxes will be up for a vote next week. Can you believe it's coming up so fast? Thank the Lord. Now, Schillinger comes back going, I don't care if there is a tax or not a tax. I don't benefit from that. But what I care about is that all my patients in clinic today had diabetes. Okay, man, this is getting ugly. So the results of the new analysis confirm what previous research found, said Marion Nestle, the Paulette Goddard Professor of Nutrition Food Study. Nestle. Are they related to Nestle Crunch? I do like Nestle bars. Those are yummy. They said, big surprise, they found what everybody else found, said Nestle, who is the author of Soda Politics, Taking on Big Soda and Winning. She was not involved with the new analysis. You see that? Big tobacco companies, now it's Big Soda. I do have an opinion, but I don't want to be accused of making an opinion piece. All right, so let's finish with this, okay? They're almost done, okay? They're about to lick their wounds in just a second. Schillinger's team writes that there may be many sources of bias in industry-funded studies, including how studies are designed and what other health and lifestyle factors researchers choose to consider when assessing the effects of sweetened drinks. Schillinger said they don't know if bias in the included studies would be easy to find or impossible. Maybe we need WikiLeaks on this one. I suspect, based on my preliminary review, that there are particular designs that were selected. For the public, he said, it is important to know the source of the message and who paid the messenger. If an industry is paying for it or a food company is paying for it, it's reason for skepticism. That's according to Nestle. So, here's the thing. What are you guys supposed to do? Now, first of all, just listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, because I'm going to steer you in the right direction, okay? So the fact that you're listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show means you guys are already ahead of the game. But this is extremely important. One of the reasons why I bore you guys with the details of who wrote the studies, one, I want to credit, you know, who wrote the study, because it's their work. I'm just reporting their work. But two is, you need to know who the source. So, we doctors, when we look at these studies on pharmaceuticals, if the study was given to us, funded by the pharmaceutical company that their drug is the best, we're not going to believe it as much as an independent study that says, look, we looked at all these medications and it appears this one does seem to do the best. And, you know, the big problem we have is, and it's not a problem, this is, you know, a part of our amazing capitalistic system, but marketing will not just be, you know, women in bathing suits and good-looking men in underwear and jingles. Marketing, because they want to market to, you know, all consumers, right, not just one select demographic, you know, many people want the facts. Many people want to know, look, you know, if I, you know, drink a little bit of soda pop, am I going to have obesity? Soda pop has been around for a very long time. Okay, you know, why didn't we see so much obesity in the 50s when people were at malt shops and drinking Coca-Cola? Now, I believe nowadays we are drinking more soda. I think what happened in the last 20, 30 years, people started to use soda not as a treat, but as an actual beverage with your meal. And I think that changed things up. But also they took sugar out of these drinks and swapped it with high fructose corn syrup, which is very, very difficult to digest for people with irritable bowel, and it's it messes with the metabolism and it changes the hormones around and triggers more of a slow in the metabolism. So we're also dealing with different formulations of the soda pop. Then you have diet soda, and people seem to, okay, I'll just drink more and more diet soda, and the aspartame or the sweetener will unfortunately induce more of a metabolism slow. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, in the midst of all this chaos with the election, We forget that today is November 1st, and it is open enrollment for the insurance exchanges created by the Affordable Care Act. So it is kicked off today, and as we have been preparing everybody, there is going to be sticker shock on some of the plans. They say monthly insurance premiums for popular plans on healthcare.gov are rising by 25%, according to Washington Post, on average next year. I believe the HHS had said 22%, but at that point, it's 22, 25, tomatoes, tomatoes. Let's just go with the 25%. It's easier to say, and I think it's more accurate. They say the increases will be more dramatic in certain parts of the country, according to the numbers. According to the Washington Post, they said, take somebody living in Phoenix. Said the cost of the premium for a benchmark plan is growing by a whopping 145% to $507 a month in 2017 when compared to this year. According to an analysis by the Kaiser Family Foundation that tracks how premiums are changing in some major cities. In Birmingham, Alabama, healthcare premiums for a similar plan are climbing by 71% next year to $492 a month. In Oklahoma City, they are growing by 67%. It's ridiculous. And a lot of the quotes that are out there are for a second lowest cost silver plan for a 40-year-old non-smoker. So we're not even talking about the fanciest plan. We're not talking about the, smokers or people that would, unfortunately get higher rates because of what they, because they smoke or not, or their tobacco status. They say the report focuses on the cost of the second most affordable plan in the silver tier of coverage. So you have the bronze, silver, and the gold. This is used to determine the size of the federal subsidy consumers can receive to lower their monthly premium costs. Plans in the lower bronze levels are less expensive, but cover a smaller percentage of total health costs. Plans in the higher level cost more, but cover a bigger share of healthcare costs. So the increases will be more moderate in some cities. So monthly premium costs, they say, in District of Columbia will grow by 22% next year. In Baltimore, they are growing by 24%. In some cities, they say premiums are actually falling. There's going to be a slight drop in Providence, Rhode Island, Cleveland, and Indianapolis. There are lots of factors, they say, contributing to this. They say premiums are going up in some areas because insurance companies are dropping out. We talked about Aetna, United, Humana dropping out of a lot of the exchanges. Cigna, I believe, is expanding to a few more states. Some insurance companies are raising rates because the premiums they charged initially were too low to cover the costs that they faced, and then they ended up losing money. According to Cynthia Cox, Associate Director of Health Reform at Private Insurance for Kaiser Family Foundation. Premium increases, they said, might be even larger in rural areas that have not been featured in the report. They say consumers there tend to have fewer options for coverage since it can be more expensive for insurers to offer plans in markets with smaller populations and fewer choices for healthcare providers. So what's the takeaway? They say shop, compare. Open enrollment ends January 31st. About 13.8 million people are expected to choose insurance plans through the exchanges during this enrollment period, according to estimates from the Department of Health and Human Services. People buying insurance for their jobs, which make up the majority of the workforce, are not affected and will have a separate open enrollment period soon through their employers. Because a lot of people have been asking, what do I do? For my job, now that I work for a university, it's in the spring. The majority of people buying insurance through the exchanges, 85%, receive subsidies that help them soften the blow of the price increases. According to the HHS, some consumers can receive bigger subsidies and keep their monthly premium costs the same. Now, here's the thing, these subsidies. All right, so if your rates, let's say, and I'm surprised that in some states it's like 497, because what I'm seeing on the exchanges in my state are about $1,300 a month. So I'm really dying to find out where the government has all this money to bring down a $1,300 premium down to a $100 premium for, where are they getting the $1,200? Now, one of you had written me and said, is that $1,300 that you and I are seeing, is it because they looked at our income? And if we had put in a different income, would the plan have been cheaper? Well, that's easy to tell. You could just go ahead and go on a different computer, plug in a different income, and see what your... But usually what they want you to do is sign in, and I don't think they're going to give you prices blanketly, or that would be an absolute poop storm if we found out that an insurance company was taking Joe, charging him $1,300 a month, but Bob only $500 a month, same age, same tobacco status, but Bob has less income. I don't think the insurance companies are even allowed to do that. It's the government subsidies that are going to be the fluctuating variable. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say the premium for the second lowest cost silver plan, let's say in the District of Columbia, is growing by $54. They say people who choose that plan and receive subsidies won't see any change in what they have to pay each month if their income and family situation stays the same. Their monthly subsidies, however, would grow to $91 next year from $36 this year. Again, where's the money coming from? And, that blows my mind. It only went up $54 for them. That's a lot. But we're seeing $200-$300. In my state, my neck of the woods. So, good luck, everybody. I mean, I hope you find a plan that works for you. I hope you find a plan that you like. I hope you find a plan that's affordable. I hope it has a low deductible. $500 deductibles to me used to be very, very high. $500 was a lot of money. So you had to come out of pocket $500 before the insurance kicked in. Now a $500 deductible is Christmas. I mean, that's some of the best insurance companies, insurance offerings now would be a $500 deductible, whereas so many people in the nation are dealing with $12,000 deductibles. So it's an absolute mess. How's everything going on the campaign trail? It sounds like Trump is starting to lead in some of the polls. There's a new poll being reported by New York Daily News, and he holds a single point lead over Hillary Clinton in this new poll. Now, I take the polls with a grain of salt because I have no idea how these work. All I know is every election, they seem to make it sound close. The only thing that was very interesting is before all this happened with the FBI director deciding to write a letter to Congress supplementing his testimony and, planning to supplement his testimony, they had Hillary ahead in a lot of polls. And they didn't even try to say it was close, because a lot of times the media will say, oh, it's close, because they still want us to be excited. They still want us to, if it looks like it's a landslide, some people may not even go to the polls. And that's another thing, too, with many media outlets that are gunning for Hillary. You tell everybody it's a done deal, Hillary's going to win anyway. They may say, all right, well, if it's raining or snowing, I'm not going to get off my butt. She's going to win anyway, so my vote, she doesn't need my vote, she's good. And they didn't do that this time. They were like, well, it's still close, it's still, and now we're finding that Donald Trump looks like maybe taking the lead. We don't know what's happening with the FBI. I watch the news. Everybody seems to be talking about the exact same thing they were talking about on Friday. We really don't have a lot new. There's been a lot of discussion around Huma. Will she go to jail? Huma Abedin, Clinton's closest advisor, who shared a laptop with husband Anthony Weiner, who she is now separated from. Discussion of, did Anthony Weiner throw them under the bus? Did they have this laptop the whole time? They've been investigating Weiner for a while. And, did they tell Comey and the FBI, look, dude, come on, you got to fix this. So I don't know what to say about our healthcare premiums, but good luck, because nothing's going to change in this next enrollment period. 1-877, Doc Sally.
Rebel. You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.